Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Did we find out if this Fuzzy's Tacos, is that really...
No, I think that's Dylan. Dylan's attempt to be funny.
Dylan, that's not funny.
Dylan, don't put Fuzzy Tacos on our list.
Yeah, I mean, today is National Taco Day, mm-hmm. and we asked Dylan to come up with a list of deals around town, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure Taco Bell's going to do a deal.
Del Taco. I love Del Taco.
Yeah, I've never been to one.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
The very first one that
you
Schmuck
gotta go
Dylan.
To Del Taco.
I,
that is crazy
Jamie,
you haven't been there.
I have passed one every single
you
day
gotta get
on the
Del
way.
Del Taco. Sorry.
I pass one every single day on my way home,
very
and
adamant.
I think of you. I don't know
so
why
good.
When I think tacos, I think of you.
Listen.
But I drive by Del Taco every day, and I look, and I go, wow, Jamie's always told me to try the tacos mm-hmm. over Del Taco,
so good.
And I've yet to ever stop. One day I will.
Here's what
one
you get.
One day I will.
You get the combo platter with the three hard-shell tacos and the crinkle-cut French fries. Oh, my God.
I like crinkle cut.
Oh, it's so good.
Crinkle cut's my
so
favorite.
Good, so good.
I'm gonna
and their sauce
stop.
Is delicious.
Maybe
anyway.
Today is the day to do it. It's National
it
Taco
is, it
Day.
Is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I do. Nevertheless, Schmud Dylan, by the way, is social media hombre
yeah.
Dylan, who, mm-hmm. who's now in charge of our social media. On the first taco shop he puts on the list here is Fuzzy's.
Fuzzy's.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Taco.
It's not funny.
You guys haven't been to Fuzzy's Taco?
Dude, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
But there's
just
one.
Back
there's
it down.
Look, dude.
We're not here.
We
to,
know the taco joke, okay? We all
yeah.
know
yeah.
the taco
so
joke.
So don't give us the whole fuzzy thing.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Right. I know it's funny to you. You
I
and Sean, that, yuck, yuck, here's
yeah,
what we did. Jamie will say
really
Fuzzy. She won't know. Yeah, we're on to you,
yeah,
pal.
Read
we're
the on. Fuzzy
thanks.
Taco.
Thanks,
okay.
Schma.
Yeah, thanks, Schma.
See you, buddy. Thought we'd fall for that.
Turd.
Well, I would,
sorry.
All right, let's get to these gadget things because these are really fascinating to me.
Well,
are you this way too?
I like them. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
Facebook hooks me in. I'm scrolling through, and all you see is this people complaining about stuff. But when I come to these videos of these gadgets, like one I just saw a few minutes ago, and this guy has this sprayer thing that connects to—I don't even know what it is. I think it's almost like a steamer, and you can clean the inside of your car to look brand new.
That's funny because I've always wanted that one that steams the grout in between your tiles.
I want that
Have
too.
Have you seen that lady?
I want that one too. I need it for my kitchen floor.
It's so good. It looks so good. But here's what I was trying to tell you off the air is you got to sign up for Gadget Showdown. On Facebook. They take different gadgets and they see which one is the best one. For example, this is crazy. I didn't even know about this one either. There's a thing that you take a hot dog and you put it into a little like machine and it makes little divots in your hot dog when you put it on the grill. I mean, before you put it on the grill. And that way, when you put like ketchup or mustard or relish on it, it holds all the stuff.
You're kidding.
Instead of just sliding off of it.
I've never seen that.
I know. It's so great. Yeah.
And it like puts grooves in it?
Yes. Into your hot dog.
I guess you could do that with a knife, but it's better to have a gadget.
It's a gadget.
You know what I mean?
So here's one gadget that I was telling BJ off the air. Y'all have to get it. I know it sounds nuts, but this really does work. It's a cherry pitter.
Huh.
What you do, it looks like a stapler, okay? And you put, it looks like a stapler, and you put, but a big fat one. And you put like seven, no, that wouldn't be even. So anyway, you put eight cherries in it, right? So you put eight cherries in it, and then you push down the stapler. And it takes all the pits and puts it in a bottom compartment. And there you have eight cherries with no pit.
That's amazing.
And it keeps them pretty and circular.
The pit is the only reason I don't eat the cherries.
Oh, because you're afraid?
I'm afraid that I'm going to break a tooth. I'm afraid I'm going to break one of my veneers on it.
Yeah.
And so I don't eat them because it terrifies me, actually.
Yeah.
Because I forget and throw one in my mouth and boom, I hit that pit and boom.
And
I need one.
And it's a shocking.
I need.
Well, and then what I do... is because of what you're talking about. I do count the pits in the bottom to make sure there's eight of them.
Yeah.
Just because that would be awful if it missed one.
I see these gadgets and these promos that run on Facebook,
so
and
good.
I often think to myself, you know, I'm very skeptical about these things. I look at them, and I think to myself, You think that really works? Am I being bamboozled on this? Or is that the most amazing product ever? I'll give you another one, too. And I see this all the time. Have you seen the one? It's a wax that you put on your vehicle or a motorcycle or whatever. And you get like 5 times the shine of a regular wax. I mean, this thing is up. Have you seen this one?
Really?
Oh,
five times the shine?
It is beautiful. Beautiful. It makes your car, it's like you got a brand new paint job.
Wow.
I wonder about that one that cleans the headlights. You know, the headlights that go orangish?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they clean their headlight and it's like, bum, bum, bum.
I did it.
It works.
Oh, it does?
I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you got to get the right one.
Oh.
You can't just get any one of those. They're called headlight restorers.
Right.
You right? You got to get the right one. I've got the perfect one for you, Jamie.
It's the best
on the market.
No, I don't need it.
Oh, yeah. You got a brand new car.
I don't need it. I just always wondered if.
I got the white ones that look like handy wipes.
Oh, they're crap. Those are crap.
Well, you got to keep doing it. You got to do them like a couple times a year.
Would you pay $2 for that?
They were $2.99.
Yeah, they're crap. You got to get the 3M.
Oh, okay.
You got to go get that, okay?
Those are high dollars.
Get that. Or the Sylvania.
Oh, Sylvania.
Sylvania makes one of the best. Yes,
wow.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I'm into this stuff. I love gadgets.
Yeah, it sounds like
I love all the little things that you can do, and I just find it fascinating.
And then, like, Facebook will come out with a whole, not Facebook, it's somebody on Facebook, it'll come out, like, the 5 things that you need to have today. Oh, yeah. My God, it's so amazing. I'm like, I need that. I absolutely need that.
Have you seen the little stick that you can put in your USB on your computer and turn it into a brand new computer?
What?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wait.
Have you seen this?
What?
It's a little stick. It looks like a little USB. Yeah. You stick it in the side of your computer, and if your computer's running slow or you've got problems here, it erases all that, well, at least sends it to the side, and starts a brand new operation system on your computer, and it's like it's brand new again.
Shut the front door.
It's only $34.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Just saying, the gadgets are out there.
I want to do that one. I want to do that one where you stand in front of a mirror and it'll just put different outfits on you and you don't have to go try them on. It'll just put, and you can see if it looks good.
That seems expensive, though.
Well, yeah, probably.
I think that mirror is going to be really. I'm thinking that's probably a $700-$800 mirror.
Two other things that I want to have, and that is the robotic lawnmower.
Yeah.
You just set it out there and it just
mows. It's kind of like a Roomba, right?
Yeah, it is exactly like it.
Oh, it's like a Lawnba.
That's cool.
Yeah, you just put it out there and it just...
Yeah.
But
you and I have nothing to mow.
Well, I know.
She's got dirt.
If I get a lawn, I'd like to have that thing.
Yeah.
But here's my question.
Have a lawn
and
for that.
I don't know if anybody else does this. I have a huge problem with my Roomba. A huge problem. And I don't know if anybody else does this. I stare at it and watch it forever.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No, but okay. I could see me doing that.
But I'm like, I kind of, in my head, I'm like, come on, buddy, you can get it. Like, I'm cheering it on, and then I'm like kind of pissed off at it because it turned the wrong way.
Yeah. No, I could see me doing that, too.
I get obsessed with it, and I watch it for too long.
Yeah, it's like it controls your mind something, right?
Yeah, and he makes me mad. Oh, it's a he.
Now, you love the Roomba, right?
Yes, except for I told my son the other night, I'm like, Mom sits here and watches this way too long.
Yeah.
Because it makes me mad, and I'll go up and I'll tap him, the thing, it's a him, and I'll tap him, and I'll be like, go this way, you stupid.
Yeah, but don't you, like, put, like, costumes on it and stuff? Don't you dress it up? I mean, something really goofy.
No, it's not goofy.
She put, like, teeth on
it. No, I put Google eyes on it. It has huge, big eyeballs from Michaels.
Hey, because it looked like it's like a little Pac-Man running around the room.
Awesome.
That she dressed it up.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's adorable.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.